Hey there, I'm Lauren, and you're listening to The Podcast Manager Show, a podcast for podcast managers. Each week, we cover the technical and tactical aspects of running a profitable podcast manager business. With over 90,000 new shows starting each month, podcast managers are in demand. I mean, in demand. And I'm here to help you land your dream clients while reaching your monthly income goals and without working like crazy. Are you ready? Let's get to today's episode. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Podcast Manager Show. In this episode, we are talking about how you can turn your podcasting skills into a profitable business. So this is for those of you that have dabbled in podcast editing or are maybe an editor right now. Maybe you started your own podcast and taught yourself the skills like I did. Or somehow you've gotten a little bit of experience in the podcasting skills like editing, writing show notes, booking guests, etc. And we're going to talk about how you can take those skills and turn them into a profitable business. Now, if you're in the boat where you're like, I don't have the skills and I don't know how to turn it into a profitable business, don't worry. When you join the Podcast Manager program, I teach you the skills that you need to be a very successful podcast manager. But today, I really wanted to focus on more of the business side. So I'm going to be sharing with you three practical tips for the business side and three mindset tips that you're going to need to successfully take the skills that you have now, turn them into a business, and land clients. But first off, I have to tell you guys where I'm recording. I am sitting in my parents' closet right now, and if you haven't heard about my current living situation, yes, I live with my parents, I'm 31 years old, I have three kids, and a husband. There are seven of us living in this house. There are three bedrooms, thankfully three bathrooms, and the best place to record, especially almost 9 o'clock at night, is in my parents' closet. So, this is my life. And I'm constantly reminding myself of all of the hilarious things that I'm getting myself into as we live here. So we are building a house and we are living here for majority of the time it's being built. We have a couple more months left, but it's actually been really fun and a funny experience living here. But I have to constantly kind of stop myself and say, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening when I am 31 years old. So anyway, imagine where I'm at. I will imagine you working out, you in your car or wherever you are whenever you listen to this episode. So let's dive in to the three practical tips I have for you on taking the skills that you have and turning them into a business. So the first thing that I want you to start thinking about is what systems are you going to have in place to create a smooth process for your clients? So let me give you some examples here. You're going to want to think about setting up a scheduling link so that when a potential client is talking to you and you ask them to get on a discovery call, that you then can send them a link to schedule a call with you. I can't tell you how many times I come across people that don't have a scheduling link and instead they want to schedule a time to talk with you just like by emailing you times. And it's just so inefficient, you know, like, what do you mean, when am I free tomorrow? I don't know. It's just like such a big open-ended question that setting up a scheduling link just takes down those barriers of someone scheduling a discovery call with you. So that's one system that you want to think about putting into place as you're kind of building out this business. Other systems that you can start thinking about is how will your potential clients get their audio to you? Are they going to want to review it first before it goes live? Like thinking through the timeline of how you can create a smooth system. One thing that my team and I are working on right now is a new client welcome packet. Now, I didn't use this when I was working one-on-one with clients and taking on new clients, but my team and I are designing a welcome packet that the podcast manager program students can use to give their clients when they first land them. And in this welcome packet, you would outline kind of your expectations out of you and your client. Like, they're going to send you the episode and all the other information that you need 7 days before it goes live, or whatever it is that expectations that you want to set. One place you can put those is in a welcome packet when you first land them. Now, if your mind is kind of going wild on like, oh my gosh, I have to think through like every single detail and I don't even know what details to even think through, some of this is trial and error, and there's some specific things you know you want to avoid, but a lot of it is trial and error and figuring out what you like and what you don't like with working with clients. The second thing that you want to think about is putting packages together that are tailored to podcast management. When someone goes to hire a podcast manager, they want to see that you know what it's like to manage a podcast. And even if it's your first time, you can do this by putting together packages that are really tailored to podcast management by hitting these different skills that podcasters are looking for, like the editing and show notes and landing guests and social media. So hitting on all of those pain points that they have of, hey, I want to get my message out there, but I don't know the first thing about editing, or it's taking up a ton of my time, or how can I use this content and kind of spread it out and use it in different places? You want your packages to reflect those needs of a podcaster. The third practical tip I have for you, and this is a big one, is that your proposals. So this is what you send to a potential client that you've already spoken to. They say, yes, I'd love to get a proposal, aka price point, on the things we've talked about. So in your proposal, it needs to be tailored to the discovery call. And I don't know, I find this to be obvious, but I think that it needs to be said that if your potential client is telling you, okay, I release 2 episodes a week, one of them is 30 minutes and the other one is 10 minutes. Okay, well, you don't just send them your package that's for 2 episodes a week, both at 60 minutes. You know, if I were to see that, I'd be like, wait, that's not what my podcast is. You know, that's, and we talked about this. So you want to make sure that your proposal is tailored to the information that you've acquired during a discovery call. What I've kind of found out is that if you're trying to create too much of a smooth process, maybe using Dubsado or another tool like that, you get too far away from customization. And yes, you don't want to have to customize every little piece every single time, because that can be kind of a time suck. But I believe that it's really important that you customize those proposals so that when the client looks at it, they're like, yes, this is exactly what I want. The price is right. I loved talking to this guy or gal on our call, and it's a yes for them. That means you do want to think through the information that you'll need to write a good proposal. You'll need to think through those details before you get on a call with someone. So you're going to want to know, how many episodes do they release a month? What's the range and length of those episodes? If they want you to write show notes, then what do their show notes generally look like, and et cetera and so forth. Hey, I wanted to interrupt this episode to tell you about the Podcast Manager Business Bundle. If you're looking for more guidance on how to structure your packages, how to create a proposal for clients, how to set expectations, or even how to create a wow experience for your clients, the Podcast Manager Business Bundle is exactly for you. This business bundle contains 2 examples of portfolios, 2 examples of proposals, and a new client welcome packet, plus videos for each where I walk you through the strategy behind each of these. You won't have to wonder how to package your services as a podcast manager anymore. You won't have to wonder how to design a proposal that makes your services an easy yes for potential clients. And you won't have to wonder if you're forgetting anything when onboarding your clients. You get all of this in the Podcast Manager Business Bundle for $129. Head over to laurenwrighton.com/bundle to snag it today. All right, let's get back to the episode. My last tip for you before we head into the mindset stuff is that I love using and.co for contracts and invoices. So if you're kind of stuck on that of like, oh, well, but what's my contract supposed to look like and how am I supposed to get paid and what are the processing fees for getting paid? I really like using and.co. I believe that it's free if you have 1 client. I have the paid version, so I can't remember what the free stipulations are, but it's really great for sending professional contracts and invoices, and it's just for freelancers. So once again, that's and.co. So go check them out. Let's talk about some of the mindset stuff that you want to think through from taking some skills that you have and turning them into a profitable podcast manager business. The first thing is that you want to think about going from the doer to a manager. So instead of you just being given work and you're just producing it and putting in sending it back to them. A manager, a podcast manager, as we've talked about in previous episodes, the manager has more responsibility on their shoulders to get stuff done. So they're going to follow up with the podcaster and say, hey, I don't have anything for next week yet. What is that episode going to look like? Whenever the podcaster maybe runs out of ideas of topics, like this happens often, then the manager can then kind of step into more of a content role and help them think of episode ideas and different interview ideas. So you go from just kind of being a doer to having a little bit of skin in the game. So if you have some experience editing, but you haven't really been into that management role, you want to kind of start thinking through on how you can provide more of those management type of help to a podcaster. I also want to remind you that once you've worked with even one podcaster, you start to develop your own strategy. And once you start to develop your own strategy of producing a podcast and launching a podcast, you can then use that in your work with your other clients, right? And when you have your own strategy, so you have your own strategy and you're less of just a doer and you're more of a strategist, that attracts a different type of client. Now, I wanted to tell you a story about me hiring a social media manager. So I am looking for a social media manager and I've talked to a lot of people and they've all been really great for different reasons. But early on when I was considering hiring a social media manager, I didn't know if I wanted someone that was more of like the virtual assistant type that I would just give a bunch of work to and then they would do it. So I would be thinking of all the strategy, I would be thinking of all the content, and they would just kind of be putting it together. That's one version of a social media manager. Whereas maybe a social media strategist, they would come into my business and say, hey, here's my ideas for content for you. And maybe they would put everything together and I would just approve it. That's a completely different type of role, right? The first role, there's a lot of time and effort on my part, but the price point is going to be lower for me. Whereas a social media strategist, they're going to be doing a lot more of that strategy and the kind of that tough brain work, in my opinion, when it comes to social media, but I'd be paying them more money, rightfully so, right? Well, it's the same thing with podcasting. You can get started in that virtual assistant type of way where you're just doing what they ask you to do and you've practiced these skills of editing and show notes and you can do these, but you're not really bringing any strategy. So your prices are a little bit lower versus once you've had 1, 2, 3 clients, you start to develop a strategy of, oh, this is what really works, or this is the reason that people do what they do, that kind of thing. Then you can increase your prices and you just attract a different type of client because that client who's willing to pay those higher prices, they don't want a lot of that work on their plate. They want you to do it, right? So I want you to start thinking about through that mindset shift of just being a kind of yes man of, yep, okay, yep, I can do this, I can do that, I can do this, and moving into more of that strategy role of using what you've learned on other shows and increasing your prices, trusting yourself that you can do this with confidence, and taking on more of the responsibility of producing the podcast. If you're sitting here and thinking, well, I haven't worked for any podcasters, and you don't really trust yourself to have this own personal strategy, right? Like that sounds like, how am I going to develop my own strategy? It's a lot simpler and kind of natural than you might expect. First off, of course, I teach strategy in the Podcast Manager program. But aside from that, when you niche down into a specific service like podcast management, just by understanding the back end of a podcast gives you strategy. Because if someone is launching a podcast for the first time, they've never seen behind the scenes of a podcast. And you have this knowledge, either from the course or from another source. So you then already have some type of strategy that they don't have. So just by being specialized in podcast management gives you this huge vantage point and special knowledge that your clients are looking for. One of the biggest things that I want you to take away from this episode and really any time that you and I chat is that number one, you can do this. And number two is that people that are less qualified than you are doing this. If it wasn't for this mantra of done, not perfect, I probably wouldn't be a podcast manager and I certainly would not have my course. So for those of you that can say, yes, I can do this, I can set aside perfectionism, I can set aside those imposter syndrome feelings and that fear that I'm not good enough, I'm just going to put those aside, put those on the shelf. They're still there. They're still real, but I'm going to put them on the side and I'm going to go for this. When you can make that mindset shift, that's whenever you can really start and build this business that will lead you to working only 20 hours a week, being able to be home with your family, or being able to have more flexibility in your day so that you can do what you really want to spend your day and your life doing, right? But the first step is setting those fears and insecurities aside and just starting. If you want to learn more on how to become a profitable podcast manager, make sure you save your seat at my masterclass by going to laurenwrighton.com/masterclass. And I will make sure that that link is in the show notes so it's easy to grab your seat. And I wanted to say thank you to everyone who has written a review. I definitely do not remind you guys enough. So I'm going to remind you now, if you are enjoying the show and it's been valuable to you, I would love it if you would write the show a review. I love hearing what you have to say. It helps other people who stumble upon it see that, oh yeah, this is one that I really need to listen to. So if you would take just a couple minutes of your time to write me a review, I would be so grateful. That is it for today. Until next time, I'll be cheering you on. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Come connect with me over on Instagram at Lauren Wrighton or in the Podcast Manager Mastermind on Facebook and let me know what you liked about this episode. You can always find the links and resources mentioned in this show over at laurenwrighton.com. Until next time, I'll be cheering you on.